The news yesterday of a successful intercontinental ballistic missile test by North Korea has world leaders calling for restraint. Based on observations of the test, North Korea could potentially launch a weapon capable of reaching any part of Alaska. It's a major development in the arms race on the Korean Peninsula, but in Alaska, the news prompted more of a shrug than a shriek. There were no runs on stores or major signs of panic. An Air Force spokesperson for Alaskan Command at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson said they hadn't received any inquiries on the subject from the general public. An information officer with the Anchorage Police Department said the same thing. Ethan Berkowitz is the mayor of Anchorage, a city that would presumably be a main target in Alaska for a hostile missile strike.
I mean, the reason why Alaskans are responding the way we have is because there's no appreciable change in the threat level.
Though he spoke with military officials about the missile test, the latest development doesn't actually change any emergency response plans currently on the books.
We have complete confidence in the military to defend us, and we have the assurance that no matter what happens to us here in Alaska, we'll be able to take care of ourselves.
A statement from Governor Bill Walker's office expressed a similar sentiment, saying the test, quote, underscores why it's so important to increase America's military presence in Alaska. But amid relative calm from officials, some Alaskans were expressing worries on social media. One of them, Fairbanks resident Henry Cole, says this new development with North Korea feels substantial.
They can now get me. And so that's what makes me angry, because I'm now personally within the umbrella that they're the radius that their missiles can reach.
Cole says in the event of armed confrontation, the Fairbanks area makes a pretty good target. It's a population center with the Trans-Alaska pipeline running right through it and two military bases of strategic importance. And just 100 miles away is the anti-ballistic missile defense system at Fort Greely by Delta Junction. But Cole isn't hitting the panic button. In fact, when we spoke, he was on his way outside to grill. He doesn't think the North Korean regime is very likely to start shooting toward the area, but he says he's frustrated by even the possibility after so many missed chances for diplomatic intervention.
That pisses me off. There have been opportunities to either act directly or to work with China, work with Japan, work with South Korea. And at least to my view, none of those have happened. And now, they're sitting there with a big enough stick to reach out and hit us.
The timing of the missile test might have also contributed to the muted response from Alaskans. Charles Wolforth is a columnist for the Alaska Dispatch News and a radio host on KSKA in Anchorage. He says on a summer holiday, when weather across much of South Central was beautiful, people weren't too focused on the news, himself included.
Well, I was at the 4th of July parade in Seldovia, which is a town of about, 200 people, when somebody said, hey, I heard that Korea tested this ICBM, and conversation didn't really go any further because everybody's out in the sunshine and watching the fish toss, and that just seemed like more of a moment, I think.
Wolforth says that in general, during the height of summer, political life in Alaska takes a back seat.
Once the fish start running, politics kind of, all the air goes out of it, and people stop paying attention.
Wolforth also says that when he was growing up in Anchorage during the Cold War, they practiced duck and cover drills in school. It's not a new idea for many Alaskans to be within striking range from a hostile country.